and taken a fearful toll of British shipping, on which the very existence of Britain depended. By the spring of 1941, British shipping losses had become so great that there was a grave question whether the island nation could hold out. In February and March of that year, the powerful new German battlecruisers Scharnhorst and Gneisenau broke out into the Atlantic and sank 22 British merchant ships. They then managed to get back to the French port of Brest. Early in May, the British Admiralty learned that the new German battleship, Bismarck, the most powerful warship afloat in the world, had completed her trials in the Baltic. Any day now, she might put out to sea to prey on British shipping. Many of Britain's battleships and aircraft carriers were not available for use against the Bismarck in the Atlantic. They were on duty in the Mediterranean trying to check Italy, which had a large navy of her own. They were also busy helping the British armies fighting the Germans in Greece and the Italians in North Africa. On the morning of May 20th, 1941, the Germans launched the greatest airborne attack in the annals of warfare on the British positions in Crete. A large part of the British Mediterranean fleet rushed to the scene to help the army, which faced another defeat. There was gloom in London as news of the German airborne onslaught came in. But deeper gloom was to come from other news the next day. At 8 a.m. on May 21st, a coded message arrived at the Admiralty in London from a British agent in Sweden. On the previous afternoon, he had seen from the Swedish shore two large German warships steaming north through the strait between Sweden and Denmark. The ships were obviously en route to German-held Norway, from whose many harbors and fjords German warships in recent months had broken out into the Atlantic. The ominous report was flashed at once to Sir John Tovey, Commander-in-Chief of the Home Fleet. He was on his flagship King George V at Scapa Flow, the great naval base in the Orkney Islands at the northern tip of the British Isles. Sir John was a wiry little man of quiet temperament who remained calm in emergencies. He had a reputation in the Navy for spreading confidence and even optimism among his officers and his men. The news he received on the morning of May 21st did not surprise or shake him. But he realized its importance. He immediately summoned his staff officers to discuss it. Their task was to ascertain which German warships were putting to sea, what they were up to, and where. Then they could take appropriate counteraction. Admiral Tovey was quite sure that the reported German warships were the battleship Bismarck and a heavy cruiser of the Hipper class. From naval intelligence, he knew their fighting qualities. I myself had seen the Bismarck and the cruiser Admiral Hipper in the naval yard at Hamburg on Christmas Day the year before. There, I had had an opportunity to learn something about these ships. In their respective classes, they were more powerful than any British or American ships then afloat. I knew that the German government had lied in officially listing their size. At this time, the British and American navies were still abiding by a disarmament treaty which limited battleships to 35,000 tons and heavy cruisers to 10,000 tons. But the Germans, while listing their warships at approximately those figures, were actually building them bigger. The Bismarck displaced 42,800 tons. The Hipper-class cruisers, 14,000 tons. The German battlecruisers Scharnhorst and Gneisenau, though registered at 28,000-ton ships, were in reality 31,300-ton vessels. The Bismarck was easily the most powerful battleship afloat. It had 8 15-inch guns and 4 turrets, 2 fore and 2 aft. It had 81 smaller guns, mostly anti-aircraft. It had a speed of 28 knots, which could be increased to 31 knots at extreme pressure. The most heavily armored ship yet built, it had the additional protection of a special anti-torpedo belt of nickel-chrome steel. No torpedo then in use by the British, or so the Germans believed, could penetrate this belt. The Germans were convinced that the